I would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land and waters we record the Kata Project upon. I would also like to acknowledge all my gurus, including my culture, my teachers, and my mother, that have given me the knowledge that I have and continue to gain. Namaskaram, and welcome to the Kata Project. Maricha, as the golden deer, has taken Prince Ram deep into the forest. And after falling to one of Prince Ram's arrows, Maricha calls out in Ram's voice, which scares Sita all the way back in Panchavati. Sita has forced Lakshman to go looking for his brother and is left alone in Panchavati. Do you remember who is hiding in the trees waiting for her to be alone? Do you remember how many heads he has? Well, he's about to come out. Ravana was the king of Lanka. He was a mighty and powerful king, and he was a big devotee of Lord Shiva. But much like the other births of Jaya and Vijaya, Ravana did tapas thinking of Lord Brahma. And when Lord Brahma appeared, Ravana asked to be all-powerful and gave a list of creatures and gods that could not defeat him. But much like Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha, Ravana forgot to finish the list. He assumed that since he said all creatures and all gods, that he would be invincible. But he forgot to add humans to the list. Silly Ravana thought that a regular man or woman had no chance to match his power and strength. So, with a boon that he thought would make him invincible, Ravana started ruling Lanka as a terrible king. And now, here was Ravana waiting to take what he wanted without caring that Sita was already married to Ram. Before coming out of the trees, Ravana changed the way he looked. Can you imagine if a mighty and tall Rakshasa with 10 heads stood in front of your house? You wouldn't dare step out. I know I would be scared. So, instead of looking the way he did, Ravana changed his clothes into orange cotton robes, which usually rishis or sages wore. He hid his 10 heads and bent over like he was an old man. As he walked towards the house, he said, "Bhavati Bhiksham Dehi," which means, "Please provide any food and water that you can." See, in those days, rishis and sages sometimes wandered through the forest and would take any food that was donated to them. They would ask by saying the words, "Bhavati Bhiksham Dehi," and people would come out and give food and water to these rishis. It's always kind to give food and water to those who don't have, and people would never turn these rishis away when they asked for food. So, hearing these words from outside the house, Sita brought out some fruits and water to the entrance. Now, do you remember what Lakshman had drawn around the house to protect Sita? That's right, he had drawn a special circle all around the hut with his arrow called the Lakshman Rekha, and said that as long as Sita stayed inside the circle, she would be safe, because no one else could come inside that circle. Remembering Lakshman's words, Sita said, "Dear Rishi, I cannot come past this circle. I will leave the food outside and you can please take it." At this, Ravana, thinking that his plan may be ruined, said, "This is not the way to give charity and food to rishis. You must give it in our hands. And it is very disrespectful to leave it on the ground for us to take." Sita thought about this for a minute, and although she was a bit nervous to step outside of the house, she thought nothing could go wrong by giving this old rishi some food. So she stepped out and handed Ravana the plate of food. At that, Ravan came out of his disguise and grabbed Sita by her hair and pulled her towards his Pushpaka Vimana. Sita screamed out in pain and surprise and called out to Ram and Lakshman. Ravan said, "I am Ravan, the king of Lanka, and I want you, Sita, to be my wife and live in the palace of Lanka." "Oh, my Ram, where are you? Help me. Please help me," Sita called out. But Ravan was so strong, and Ram and Lakshman were still deep inside the forest. Ravan put Sita into his flying chariot and flew into the air. Over the years that Ram, Lakshman, and Sita had lived in the forest, they made friends with not only the rishis that had ashrams nearby to Panchavati, but also many of the animals too. One of those animals was a giant vulture by the name of Jatayu. Jatayu had become close friends with the trio and would spend a lot of time with them. Sita would invite Jatayu to spend time and eat with them. And as he was a wise bird, he would give them advice about how to be safe in the forest. And he would also look out for them in case of any danger. So, as Ravan took Sita into the air, she called out for help. Jatayu heard her cries and flew up to see what was happening. He saw Sita being carried away in a strange chariot and saw this terrible Rakshasa driving it. Jatayu flew close to the chariot and said, "Who are you? And why are you taking Princess Sita against her wishes? What you are doing is not right." Sita from the chariot said, "Oh, Jatayu, this is Ravan, and he's taking me away from my dear Ram. Please help me." Ravan saw that the bird was trying to rescue Sita and got so angry. "Old bird, leave now, or I will defeat you," he said. Seeing that Ravan had no intention of doing the right thing, Jatayu started using his claws and powerful wings to attack Ravan. In return, the king of Lanka took out his sword and tried to attack the bird. Jatayu put up a great fight, but in the end, Ravan used his sword to cut off poor Jatayu's wings. "Jatayu, oh my poor Jatayu," Sita called out as the mighty bird fell from the sky to the ground. Sita knew that she was in trouble and it would be very difficult for her to be rescued. She used her quick thinking and started taking off the little bit of jewelry she had on her. She tore off a piece of her sari and tied up the jewels in a little packet and dropped it as they passed a mountain. She hoped that someone would find her jewels and that would guide them in her direction. Ravan took Sita all the way to Lanka and put her in a guarded room. He said to her, "Oh Sita, you don't need to live in this guarded room like this. Marry me. Agree to be my queen, and you will have all the gold, jewels, and gifts that you could ever imagine." Sita replied in a brave voice, "Oh, Ravan, you have made my Ram an enemy by taking me away. My lord and his brother will defeat you when they find that you have kidnapped me. They will surely come looking for me and will not stop until they find me. And me? Marry you? I will never do that." Hearing this, Ravan ordered some Rakshasis to guard Sita and told her, "Beautiful Sita, I will give you 12 months, one full year, to agree to be my queen. Change your mind." All the way back at Panchavati, Ram and Lakshman returned and saw the plate of fruits on the ground and knew that something terrible had happened. They couldn't find Sita anywhere and began searching in the nearby forest. As they walked, they came across their dear friend Jatayu on the forest floor with his wings cut off. Prince Ram rushed to the bird and put him on his lap. Jatayu looked up with Ram with tears in his eyes. "Oh, my lord. Oh, my dear friend Ram. I tried with all my strength to rescue Sita, but Ravan cut off my wings and I could not save her. I am so sorry. I tried my best." Hearing these words, Prince Ram's eyes filled with tears. Ram hugged Jatayu and was so upset that after all these years, something so terrible had happened to them in the forest. Jatayu, in his final moments, said, "Don't be scared, dear Ram. You will find Sita." And with that, the mighty bird closed his eyes. After performing the last rites for Jatayu, the princes set off on their long journey in search of Sita. As they walked through the forest, they came across a giant, very strange-looking Rakshasa, who had his face on his stomach. Imagine that. His name was Kabandha. Ram and Lakshman defeated Kabandha by cutting off his arms, and from that strange-looking body, out came a Gandharva who said that he was cursed by a rishi many years ago and was waiting for Ram to remove the curse. Kabandha thanked Prince Ram and Lakshman, and when he heard that Ravan had abducted Sita, he guided the princes to find Sugriva, a monkey that lived on the mountain Rishyamukha, and told them that Sugriva may be able to help them. So the brothers continued further, hoping to find Sugriva and eventually Princess Sita. What an eventful episode that was! Now, there is just one more story left in the Aranyakandam before we meet someone very exciting in the next chapter, which is the Kishkindha Kandam. Next time, we will hear the story of Shabari, an old lady that spent her entire life waiting to see the beautiful Prince Ram. Please do share the Katha Project with your friends and family as we head into the holiday season. The gift of stories is one that can be enjoyed again and again and again. Namaskaram.